welcome to Marooned at Macabites headquarters. Day! I've totally lost the plot. Is it Wednesday? Tuesday? It's the 6th. It's the 6th. So it's 297. See what I'm like when he leaves me to my own devices. How are we all doing? Oh, lots happening here. Lots. I had no idea the extent of how wonderful Australia had done. But Paul's not here yet, so we'll leave that one. Hello, Jonathan! Nearly 300, so close to 300. Days away from 300. And, as luck would have it, it falls on a Saturday. Which means we get to celebrate even more. Ah, can't beat it, can you? Maya's got a webinar, then he's got a match. So he's a busy, busy, busy boy. And he's left me in charge of an iPad with his sport on it. And I don't do sport on an iPad. So I've no clue what's happening. Oh, hang on. Started 2 minutes ago. Right, let's see if it's working. Oh, crying out loud, he wants me to do something. Leave it be. If I do that, I don't know what'll happen with my extend. But we'll see. Hello, Kim. Hello, Paul. Now, Paul, I was about to make a comment about Australia. We have just recorded today, for the first time since April, over 1,000 deaths from COVID in a day. And this guy on Facebook said that's more than Australia have had throughout the whole pandemic. And I did not realise that. Apparently it's 450-something. We're touching the 72, 73,000 mark at the moment. It's insanity, isn't it? Oh, and we have an update on when we're in lockdown till. Basically, till we all die. but the short version of that, the official government version of that, is the 31st of March, with a review on the 15th of February, which you know, I predict will be not good, as you were, till the 31st of March. Which, you know what that means, don't you? It's totally past the anniversary, our first birthday, which was the 16th of March. Oh, we're going to make it. We are going to make it, clearly. We're definitely going to make it. Oh, hello, Anthony. What else has gone on today? We've had a chaotic day, but then when isn't it? We had no internet on Monday. Yesterday, Notion vanished from under us, as did Slack. And today, no internet again. So, I am coming to you live via the wonders of 4G tethered data on my iPhone. O2 need to be warned, I will actually be using some data because I haven't used much for the last 10 months. It's incoming anyway. It's also the 10th anniversary, the 10th birthday of the App Store. What was the first app you bought? I know I remember what my first app was, but I also logged in to have a quick check. And on the first day, 6th of January 2011, I bought 4 apps. Can you get, let's all have a guess as to what the first one was I may or may not have partaken of back then. I'll give you a few clues. Is the app still available? Yes, but not in the same format. Would you still use it today? Yes, but not as often. And then there was another 3 that I bought that day. So if you, I'll give you a point if you get any of them right. Oh, Jonathan, Instapaper. Was that new then? I'm wondering about that. Was that new? A completely new app, or was it just that it was in the store? Was 1Password... Yeah, I presume meaning in the App Store. I don't think 1Password was in there at the time, but there would have been sandboxing issues. So we'll have to see how. Oh, hang on, now he's talking. We don't want you talking. You can sit there, but I only want to see your lips moving. OmniFocus, wow. And Kim's was Microsoft and then QuickBooks. No, looking at mine, 3 out of the 4 bought that first day were free. One most definitely wasn't. But the one that I paid for, was something that would have cost me a lot more. I'm talking like, I think at some point it was about £600. And when it went into the App Store, the first week, I think it was about £40. So I jumped on it straight away. But the other three were free. Of the four of them, they are all still going, believe it or not. But as I said, one has morphed into something else. But all of them are something you would use today, which again, quite surprised me, because I remember buying some complete rubbish and stuff that has since died. One was Courier. Courier was great. I loved it. It was a little bit like the black hole. Kim would have appreciated it, only it had pre-configured destinations, one of which was YouTube. You could actually upload a YouTube video directly via this app. And the other destination that I used a lot was, let me think if I got the right app now, S3. And you just had this little app that sat on your desk and you just dragged and dropped a file to it and said, send it there. And it did. It was fabulous. But that died. That was another real Mac disaster from memory. So many of them, as I scroll through the list, have long gone. But bizarre that the first four haven't. Good evening, Simon. How are you? Sounds like an Adobe app. No, I'm just amazed that they're all still there. Is Jonathan going to have one more guess? Oh, he was so close. He was so close. Oh, Jonathan says it's not been a bad day. Made some surprising good progress with a CIS reverse VAT spec you've been writing. Excellent. Sounds good. You did hear your name, Paul. I explained that. 1,000 deaths for us and you've had half of that since it started. Somebody put underneath this comment, shows closing the borders makes a difference. I thought, meow. Totally spot on. But meow. Our internet's a little bit upset with its little self. Don't know why. I think it was only off for about 10 minutes, but I decided I'm not risking it. So I've got belt and braces. I have cabled via the internet and I've got Wi-Fi via the phone thing. So we'll see how we go with that. I've also got the news on in the background. And it basically looks like people storming Capitol Hill. Is this normal? They look like they're waving the flags, but they actually look like that. A lot of them are dressed in superhero outfits. Have I missed April the 1st or something? I feel this year started worse than last year's did, but that could just be me. Ooh, Alex is spot on. One of those four of my apps was Evernote. That was one of the free ones. So absolutely spot on with that, Alex. Was it something like Google Reader? No, it wasn't. It's a rally in DC. So is this in support of President Trump by the look of it? I think I'm getting half of this. Do you know, with our own news and your news and the football's on, and it's a really important game. If United win, they get to Wembley. But they're playing City, which is their main big rival. So and poor Mike's got a webinar. So we'll just see how all of this goes. Oh, it doesn't look good. They're crawling all over the place here. There's some people dressed in black from head to toe, look like ninjas. I can't work out if they're actually the police trying to stop it or if they're past that point and they're not bothering. Was it the Kindle app? No, it wasn't the Kindle app. My first four apps were, in the following order, the Twitter app, which is still there in the form of, it didn't get bought out. Oh, it became, when I say Twitter, I think it was, oh, I can't remember the name of it, but it morphed into another app. So I think Twitter bought an app and then morphed it into that, but I can't for life remember what it was called. But that was the official Twitter app. The second one was Instapaper, Jonathan and I, symbiotic. And the third one was Evernote. So those three were the first three and they were free. The fourth one, parted with cash, was Apple Remote Desktop, which, as I say, I'd lusted after for many a long year. But it was so expensive. But when it went on the App Store, it was a lot less expensive, and you've not had to buy an update since. So those were my first four. If you're wondering how you know, open the App Store, go to your account and just scroll right down to your purchases, right down to the bottom. And everything you have ever bought is there. It is Trump supporters, and Trump's trying to stoke a revolution with lies about election fraud. Today's the big day, isn't it? Isn't this the day something gets voted in somewhere? I mean, it obviously a bit hazy to me, but this is the day that there's no going back, was how the news explained it. We've got a banner going across the screen that says US election, Trump, and then a quote from him, "We will never give up, we will never concede." It looks like we'll fight them on the beaches, only they seem to be fighting them on Capitol Hill. And Trump has urged VP Pence not to certify Biden's victory in Congress. This is getting very confusing. Oh, Anthony's is Instapaper. Well, there must have been something about Instapaper that day. Alfred and Aperture. Good one. Now, I got a free version of Aperture on the App Store because I already owned it. So I didn't buy it that day. Many, many moons down the line, they automatically, if you had registered the serial number with them, they gave you a copy free in the App Store. So I've got that one. Interesting you mention Alfred, because that was another one of mine. That was the fifth one I bought. Now, obviously, it was a free version, I think. I'd go so far as to say at the time, I was using Launch Bar. I started with Quicksilver, if anybody remembers that. Oh, Jonathan remembers getting Aperture box version from the Arndale. I think mine was from Trafford Centre, but it was a box version, you're quite right. Buying software in a box, oh, how cute. Oh, and on the iPhone, it was OmniFocus QuickOffice Pro Advanced English Dictionary. I haven't looked on the phone, must admit. I shall have to do that. So several states have contacted Pence about fraud and want him to send the votes back to the state. Oh, this is just confusing. I thought today was it. So what happens if they can't do what they need to do? Does it just roll over to tomorrow, or is it a huge calamity? I mean, they just seem to be standing there at the moment. But I mean, it's most unedifying, isn't it? We've had all of this with the Brexit thing. All over the place. So the economy was doing much better under Trump. The people were making more money. You can buy Aperture for $5.99. Yeah, he's running it. That's the problem, isn't it, Jonathan? I really will never understand the rationale of that, because that was the Pro Level app, and this photos thing is nowhere near the Pro Level app. Oh, the final day is the 20th. No, they definitely said here, Kim, the final day was the 6th. It clearly they meant the first day was the 6th. I wish you could see the camera work on this. They are all over the place, trying to take like a wide shot of people on the balconies and ascending up the walls and stuff. Looks like an episode of 24. Oh, all too complicated. So what happens on the 20th then? When's inauguration? Isn't that the following week? Is it possible to not have a president by then? Because you look at this and you think this is just... be dangerous to try and stop it. Is it legitimate protest? I've no idea. Good night, Jonathan. We'll try not to get into too much mischief, but I can't guarantee it. Jonathan's dashing off to get a copy of Aperture, you know, for old time's sake. Oh, my. What else has gone on today? Oh, I had to finish the finances for the quarter. So that's rumbling on. Did anything else break? Oh, it did actually, yeah. My keyboard started acting up again. Not the keyboard, because it does it on every keyboard. Not the Mac, it does it on every Mac. So I've had to nuke the Bluetooth again. The Bluetooth connects... oh, magic Bluetooth connections, which never worked in the first place. But when we bought our Macs in 2017, I had this problem where the keyboard would just stop typing. Then it would catch up with itself, but by then you'd issued the same command four times. Mike never seemed to have this problem, and it was driving me insane. It went on for weeks. And because it was an intermittent fault, Apple's favourite kind of fault, I thought there's no point getting onto Apple because it'll just be, you know, oh, no, no, you can't replicate it. Well, I can, but not to order. It just kind of happens. Anyway, I did a lot of research and it all boiled down to the handoff thing. And I've no idea why it would make a difference because the keyboard I was using back then was the one that shipped with the computer. And Mike's wasn't misbehaving, but mine was. With it being something to do with handoff, I can only assume it was the sheer number of devices that were lying around. Anyway, it's been all right for about 3 weeks. There was one incident about 5 days ago. And I turned the keyboard off, turned it back on, and it was fine. Anyway, it started again, so I've nuked it. It does annoy me. You know, you buy this kit, there's features there that, I mean, handoff's cool, isn't it? You pick up an iPad, you walk off with it. It's got the same data as you've literally just been working on. And the only problem with that is it doesn't work. So I have to turn it off. I should get a refund. Right, they're still debating the results. Pence hasn't done anything yet. Pence seems very quiet, generally. He's not going to do anything. No one knows yet. It strikes me here, no one knows anything. There's the protests outside, there's confusion inside. These people are running the country, allegedly. Bad as ours. Totally as bad as ours. How did Australia get it so, so right when we've got it so, so wrong and Australia's bigger than we are? I give up with our lot. Mind you, we're all looking forward to being in lockdown till the end of March. I think they said this year, but, you know, don't quote them on it. Oh, and if as if the pleasure of that isn't enough, obviously from Monday, we've got the daily press conferences back. And supposedly a clap for not carers, but for heroes, which includes everybody on Thursday. But I don't know how well that's going to go down. We'll have to see. Is this actually a scam? Have we heard that this is a scam? Yeah, Pence is a very reserved guy. Biden will win for sure, but he won't last 2 years and Harris will be the first woman president. Biden's really bizarre when I look at him. He doesn't look like the same person that I remember as VP. He seems... It's hard to find a word, isn't it? Not quite all there on occasions. He seems to lose it. But he's also taken to like literally running around trying to prove that, you know, he's still got it, which is quite strange to watch. There was a big thing on the BBC one. Didn't Harris do some kind of speech stroke presentation or something? And they basically took that live. And she was getting quite vehement about something, but I didn't have the sound on, so... This is how I like to approach the news. If it looks mildly interesting, I might turn the sound on, but much more likely I'll just read the subtitles and think, no, leave it alone, walk away. He'll live till he's 95. More lies from Trump. The guy can't open his mouth without lying. Oh, Simon, Simon. He just doesn't look... It's hard to put your finger on. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because they said exactly the same about Hillary. And there was quite a lot of videos, particularly on YouTube at the time, that was like her losing it, just kind of collapsing, which worked well for Trump. That did work well. This guy, I don't know. I don't know. Several strokes, not the man he was. He doesn't look as with it. That's the only way I can explain it. I mean, he's smiling enough, but then the words start coming out of his mouth and you think he's not the same guy. Politicians probably make more sense when you listen to him with the sound turned up. It's actually very entertaining, Anthony, very. Oh, and the other thing that happens is, because we don't have a TV, I've got the ITV card that on my Mac, but I haven't actually installed the software. So for over a month, I've been without anything in the way of being able to consume anything TV-wise, apart from an iPad. So what I do is I put the news channel on and it starts off and it's fine. At some point, it loses the lip sync, and I mean by like 20 seconds. It's hysterical trying to follow it. So I have to turn it off and then turn it on again. Oh, it's like having a valve set. It is. injecting bleach. It'll come to that, Simon. You remember I mentioned that the Sun newspaper, which, you know, mentioning newspaper and the Sun in the same breath. If from the UK, you know exactly what I mean. Just think of unprocessed toilet paper. That's the Sun. And they've got this campaign going to get 50,000 volunteers to inject people. Anybody who would want willingly to inject somebody else needs certifying, in my opinion, before we start. But they've got 15,000. And I'm thinking, you know, just more and more, you're putting me off the vaccine. The latest fiasco is, and this could be to do with the opposition, Keir Starmer, banging on about rolling out vaccine day and night. They've announced certain locations, like huge locations, like the Excel Centre in London, I think is one. Some big thing in Derby is another one, where it's like a mass inoculation centre. So you can rock on up and get your jab in like the middle of a park, basically. And I'm looking like, really? It just seems like, there must be people taking bad with this, and the place to be when you do is in hospital, not in the middle of a field. But just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, it did. Morrisons got involved. Morrisons are one of the larger UK supermarkets, and they have given their car park facilities over to become drive-through, yes, I did say that, drive-through vaccination centres. Which would work in the States in your left arm, be a bit tricky in the UK, that, without getting out, unless they're going to reach in. I thought, when I go to the dentist and I don't have sedation, half the time I don't even get numbed up for stuff, because, you know, it's metal work, it's not going to bother me, is it? But they always say, just sit there for 5 minutes, make sure you're okay. When I went in to have my implants put in, the base for my implants, it was do not drive. Can you get somebody else to get you here? You know, we'd like you to stay for 20 minutes. But apparently with this vaccine, you can drive yourself there. They'll just, somebody who's volunteered through the Sun will just stab you with it, and then you can drive straight off. The chances of me volunteering for this, volunteering to take a vaccine, are diminishing by the second, and they weren't great to start with. I just think that's chaotic. It's not treating it. It's like handing out Smarties. This is medication. Anybody could have an adverse reaction. And you certainly shouldn't be driving 2 seconds after you've taken it. It's like giving blood. Give people 5 minutes. Make sure they're okay. A drive-through vaccination centre. Oh, God. Just goes from bad to worse. Hello, Mrs. Simon. Kim's just happy her mother will get a vaccine while Trump's still president. Biden's top doc thinks we shouldn't care for old people. They're a burden on society. That's nice, isn't it? I don't think that's going to change here, although I do think the first responders should be top of the list. But to not give somebody a vaccine because they're old is shocking. Oh. Mrs. Simon's just staying out the Trump Biden stuff. I would if I were you. I would. The likelihood the Sun will be put in charge of the vaccine rollout is very low indeed. Well, what they're going to do with this army of volunteers they've got, that they've already said, the government have already said, and it will be volunteers. I don't want it injecting with anything by a volunteer. What do you mean, like a cleaner who's just decided he quite fancies being a doctor for the day? How difficult is it to give an injection? I'm assuming people teach themselves, don't they, for diabetes for a start. But there again, you're going to be quite careful with yourself, aren't you? But if you've had no, you've got no medical experience whatsoever, and they can teach you to inject in like 5 minutes, I presume. But doesn't it take a little bit longer to have experience? You can't rush experience through the system. And that's why, if we can do that now, if somebody who's volunteered through the Sun can do that now, why doesn't that happen normally? Because there's a distinct shortage of GPs in the country to start with. Shall we start the Sun GP clinics? I think it's idiotic. Let's have a look. In the US, you've got to wait 20 minutes post-vaccine to see if you have a reaction. Yeah, not here. You can drive off. You can be home again and having tea by then. Oh. I wouldn't actually be surprised if they were completely put in charge of it, Simon, on the basis of, like, isn't the Sun still got the biggest readership? So Boris will use it to take the temperature of the nation and say, well, it's what you wanted. Not what I wanted, but not as hard as taking blood. Now, Anthony's a man in the know. Doing the injections easy enough. It's drawing it up into the syringe, making sure you've got no air bubbles and ensuring everything stays sterile. That's the bit I wouldn't trust them with, Anthony. So that's most unfortunate, isn't it? Because you could get an air embolism, I'm assuming. And how do they know if they've hit something they shouldn't? I just don't fancy it. I just think people go to medical school for a reason. Because sometimes there's something that seemingly is completely unrelated to something else. And yet it is. And the very best doctors can see that. But, you know, Fred from up the street, who's injected an apple twice, you're not going to know that. I can see me being the very last person in the country to be vaccinated, preferably by a doctor. Oh. When you draw back, you can tell if you're in a vessel or not. I just think to volunteer for it, would I want to volunteer for that? No, I wouldn't fancy it. If it was a situation where, like, you were commandeered, like in the war, then obviously I would do my duty. But we're not at that position yet. And anybody at this stage who would volunteer to voluntarily go into a situation where people who turn up for the vaccine could already be infected need their head examined. So what kind of people are they to start with? I mean, you could say at the very minimum, they're people who can't bear being in the house any longer and would do anything to get out. It's as busy today here as it was any other day. Now, we'll see what happens tomorrow. It comes into force at midnight, I think. But I don't see it being any different. Everybody will just ignore it. It's not like it was in March where people were scared. They're not scared enough, to be honest. Doctors seldom give shots. They do here. But if there's a practice nurse, then you probably get the practice nurse to do it. I had a sister do one of mine. So she was like matron. She was head of the entire ward. And people were saying, she never gives injections. She must like you. Oh, it was agonising. Hope she never gives anybody else one. Not good. Out of practice, I think. That's why they go for the upper arm. Less embarrassing than buttocks through the drive-thru. Well, have you seen that meme on Facebook where it said they've been rolling out the vaccinations in Scotland? And it looks like a shot from Rob Roy or something like that, with all the Scots fellas bending over and their kilts over their backs. Mm. So I could well imagine it. CQ, Deb, CQ. Yes, it would bring new meaning to mooning, wouldn't it? There's just so much logistically that could go wrong with that. Honestly, there is. Oh, did I see someone say hello, Pete? I've not got anything from Pete, but somebody says, oh, there's Pete. Hello, Pete. were having a giggle over the injections being given by complete rank amateurs. And I'm saying I'm not overly fond of that. Simon's taken it down to a level we can all understand, talking about mooning out of car windows. Now they're giving them out, like Smarties at Morrison's drive-through. Drive-through vaccination centres. Oh, it's going to be a bugger if you can't drive, isn't it? Oh, I wonder if they do passengers. How many can you have in one car? Do you think there's a limit? This is just ridiculous. I must hold on to the fact that I am not the one who is completely card-carrying insane. That's the politicians. But we'll have to see how that goes. Have you been co-opted to work at a Morrison's yet, Pete? You could train all of the others. Oh, I give up. We're also celebrating the birthday of the App Store. So we're doing the top four things that you bought, the first four apps you bought. We've done mine, Twitter, Instapaper, Evernote and Apple Remote Desktop. Oh, Pete's wife, who is a vet, is keen to be involved. Has probably done more vaccinations in a time than me. We'll scratch behind your ear when she's done. Do you know, I often think vets, well, apart from the idiots I have, not had much luck with vets. Might I head over your way, Pete? What did I have at the last count? 11. 11 vets, and May only lived till he was 13 and a half, and he had 11 vets. Some of them not great, but the ones that were good were amazing. And when you think about it, they don't know what animal is coming through the door, not even what species is coming through the door. So, yeah, I agree with you. They probably dole out vaccinations way more than an average doctor. Well, you see, if all the ones that were involved were like Mrs. Pete, we'd be fine. I'm just concerned about the idiots that just think it's a way of getting out of the house. Lovely way to get out of the house and meet people. You know what I'm thinking of, don't you? I'm thinking of the people who come up at Eucharist and their hands are shaking. They're of an age that their hands are shaking. And I take one look and think, oh, my God, they're going to spill it. And if they spill it, it's a major nightmare. I'm going to be on my hands and knees cleaning the carpet. I could well imagine some of the women at church who are like that, thinking, oh, yes, I'll do that. Be nice and be nice to get out, won't it? I'm volunteer. Oh, no. Mind you, if they're shaking that much, you'd have had your second one before your first, probably. So actually, it might work quite well. How do you find out what your first purchase is? You go to the Mac App Store. You go to your account and then you will find purchases and you scroll right down to the bottom and the very first thing there. Can they not give vaccinations in frozen Eucharistic wafers? Don't see why not. They're not actually taking the wine at the moment, but I don't see why not. You could do that. I can't believe the churches are still open for communal worship. And yet they are. Now, the synagogues round here have had it the best way. They've been doing Zoom for almost a year, you know, and it's working fine. Mike's mum's having a ball, an absolute ball. But the churches are still open and idiots are still going into them, despite the fact that this thing's now 70% more catchable. What's the point in putting us in a national lockdown? And then some of the things that you can do, and there's other things that you need to do, like my car MOT's due. I don't want to go and get it done. I'll have to sawn it to buy 6 months of time so I don't have to go out. But then I'm not going out anyway, am I? So sawning it shouldn't be difficult. I just don't fancy going out. I mean, at the beginning of this, there was a 6 month waiver. That would do nicely. But now you're asking us to go out and get our cars MOT'd when it's more dangerous than it was last year. I don't understand it. The exceptions, it's not what they've locked down. It's the exceptions, what they've not locked down, that concerns me. I will lose the will to live here. It's a shame the Vatican weren't working on a vaccine. They're off in a land of their own most of the time. Free tattoo with every vaccination. Yeah, I could well imagine that, particularly if they've got the old shaky hands. No guarantee of what it'll be a tattoo of, but, you know, potluck, as they say, potluck. Oh, Mrs. Simon was a latecomer to the App Store, July 2011. Skitch Clean, iCursor, Sky Safari. No idea. That's what I look at some of them. I'm like, what was that? I mean, some that like Skitch is still going. But obviously, it's a shadow of its former glory. So that version that you probably bought 2011 was the original brilliant version. That was amazing. I must admit, I don't particularly recognise the other three. But I reckon pretty much everybody probably got Evernote at some point. And the Apple stuff that was free. So, I mean, we've all got the iWork apps. I can't remember if they were available on day one. They probably were, but I already had them. So I would have got them in the App Store the next time I purchased a computer. They would ship free with it. Simon probably made me buy those. I hate new software. Blame Simon. It'll have been his not quite so sage advice that they were must-have apps. I do that with Mike. I asked Mike to do a job earlier. It's all a complete fiasco. I'd done the posters for After Hours up until 126. And then I realised that something had gone awry with the template. So I redid them. Through gritted teeth, I redid them. So I said to him, just to make sure there's no mistakes, can you just whip through them? And he started opening up Finder windows. And I'm watching him and I'm thinking, well, he's agonising. I said, Mike, what are you doing? I said, what about Bridge? Oh, yes, Bridge, he said. So he goes to Alfred, he types Bridge. And it doesn't come up. He only put it on the other machine. So, you know, you ask him to do a simple job and 3 hours later when he's installed and configured all the software to do it, I've already lost the will to live. Oh, right, what else have we got here? Oh, Shazam, good grief. Remember that one? Kim, I totally agree. You are impatient with those continuing to socialise when they know how the virus is spread. Tell me about it. It's like they think they're immune. In a way, I wish we could actually see this. There was a poster really early on, and it was like deserted Armageddon streets. And it said, if you could, and then there was like COVID virus pods all over the place. And it said, if you could see it, you wouldn't go out. And I actually wonder whether that's true. Because people seem to think either they are immune, or that a paper mask is going to, you know, that one paper mask they take out is going to last them all day and they'll be fine. And, you know, this is spread so easily now. The odds are you probably won't be. Shazam, I've got a funny story about Shazam, Simon. In June 2008, we got our first iPhones. And by the Christmas, you know, they were part of your psyche. You would never be living without them. So we had this Christmas party and a guy came along. It was a technical group. It was a technical trainers group. We had our Christmas party. And this guy rocked up with his old, you know, Nokia or whatever it was. And he said, don't see the point in these smartphones. Absolutely useless. I remember smiling to myself. And I said, you know, whatever you think, you know, if it's not for you, it's not for you. There's no need for all of that on a phone. It's ridiculous. So the next minute, my phone rings and it was somebody who was on the way to the party. And they said, you know, we're lost. We don't know where we're at. So I said, well, find the name. Can you find the name of a road? So they found the name of a road. And I said, just a minute. And I took the phone down from my ear and they were still there while I went into the Maps app, found where they were and navigated them to the party via the app, the Maps app. And this guy's just sat looking as though, And then somebody else said, oh, yeah, I sent you an email. So I opened the email app. And, you know, when you've got a phone, it's second nature. But to this guy watching, whose attitude was never going to need that. Not only him, but people generally did not need that. He was just sort of staring and not saying anything. So as the night went on, there was then a quiz. So I've got the phone in one hand and I'm waiting for the questions and then I'm Googling them. So he's watching as though, well, yeah, you could do that. And then this round came in the quiz and it was music. They were going to play you like the first 20 seconds of a song. And he literally, he broke out into the biggest grin. And he leant across the table and said, your smartphone's not so smart now, is it? And I didn't reply. I just got Shazam up. And when he started playing the music, tapped it. And it took like 2 seconds and boom, there was the song. Well, I think that was the point. But by the end of the evening, we'd got somebody who'd arrived, the ones who got lost on the way because the sat nav wasn't working. They already had a sat nav, but they'd come up this main road and it had really tall trees on it. So I got the map out and I gave him directions to get home. I got the directions up, you know, put where we were, where they were going, sent it to a PDF, sent the PDF via email and off it went. Well, by the end of the night, this guy wasn't saying anything. So that's whatever I think. I think of that when I think of Shazam. That was the tipping point. Oh, we've got Procreate, Kindle, iPastels and Evernote from Deb. Oh, one we've got in common there. Good evening, Tracy. Better is beginner. Oh, not heard of that one at all. Easy Task Manager and Platinum Solitaire. Nope. Not heard of any of those. I hope you have a fantastic time celebrating, Tracy. Has it been good? Let us know. First iPhone purchase in August 2009. Facebook. Oh, Pete. Skype. Understandable. Flight control. And Tube Map. Isn't it good to look back? What I find funny is, are they still there? And all of mine are. Which surprised me because there's a lot after those four and before the ones that are still going that are like, what was that? Why did I download that? Did I buy that? I can't even remember what I used it for. That's like Steve Ballmer banging on about smartphones not being the way. That was PDA all the way. It struck me so much, Simon. I think I wrote a blog post on it. You know, of all the things that went on that night, would it be under smartphone? I think I did a blog post on it. Would have been a while back. Before a guide to e-publishing, that's for sure. No, I don't know what I would have called it. Shall we try iPhone? Mind you, every blog post I wrote probably got iPhone in it. There was a week without my iPhone when it died. Died a sad, sad, sad death. Anything there? Oh dear, that one's not got a mooring. That could definitely do with being dealt with. Keep trying. 10 years on a Mac. No, it would have been before that. Ooh, that's handy as well. Need to remember that. 2012, iPad 2, that was 2010. Getting there. There we go. It was called Tech Toy or Geek Gold Dust. It was February. I'll put the link in. I thought it was comical, the way the guy went on. Comical. You still have Skype and Tube Map. That's when you know that you bought the right thing. I've got Tweetbot, not Twitter. I've got Instapaper and I've got Evernote and I still use Remote Desktop. So yeah, out of the four, three I still use as is and Twitter morphed into something else, but I still use it. Oh, this is fascinating. All your, you put your Microsoft years behind you. Oh no, put Microsoft behind by years. It did. He had such a weird thing. And then the other guy came in and decided mobile first, which was totally the right way to go. You know, if only he'd have been there first. But it felt a bit like the Blair Brown thing that Ballmer had been his number two for that long. He had to have a go. And it was just how long it would be before they got rid of him. Oh, Kim's first iPhone purchase was Medscape and Hippocrates. Don't know. Medscape, I think I've heard of. Not the other one. But there you go. There's some crossover here, but there's also stuff that's very much personal to you, isn't there? Although Pete with Facebook. Oh, Facebook. Pete. Shocked. I didn't have Facebook until... I think I created an account and then I will have logged in once. And I can tell you exactly when I will have logged in. They had this thing one night that they were releasing. But up till that point, you were a number. And they were having this thing where you could claim your name. But it was first come, first served. So I remember logging in that night and I claimed my name. I think Mike got what he wanted as well, which was very surprising given his name. So I do remember logging in then. But I think it was then 2012 before I actually told them I was engaged to Mike. I then got bombarded with adverts for wedding cakes. And I thought, this is lethal, this Facebook thing. So I don't think I really opened it again properly till about 2017. I just sent tweets there automatically. Right, what else have we got? Medical news and drug info. That explains why I wouldn't have heard of it. You haven't been on Facebook for years. Then we've gone opposite ways. Mind you, I can't be doing with Facebook at the moment. I can't be doing with anything at the moment. It was so comical because, you know, I work nights, so it's peaceful. It's quiet. You don't tend to be getting like things kicking off because last night, some of the groups that Mike were in, oh, they never stopped. Yak, yak, yak. They never stopped. Something had happened and then everybody had to have an opinion. Everybody had to have a say. And I said, Mike's phone was going beep, 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 beep. I thought, for God's sake, turn it off. It was going absolutely mad. So I had a quiet night, gets up. Actually early enough for breakfast for a change, usually head straight to lunch, but headed up, didn't get to bed till I think it was about 6:30, but I did get up in time for breakfast, i.e. it was before lunch, which was an achievement. So everything was peaceful, apart from the fact I had no internet, which I wasn't happy with. So I had no internet. But I went on the phone, which is where I am now, 4G in on the phone. And I managed to get all the end of year finance stuff done, which is due tomorrow. So, you know, leave it till the death. I should learn, shouldn't I? When I leave things to the death, the internet goes from under me. But I'd done all of that and I thought, right, now I can get on. And then it started. I heard this little voice say, "Are you there?" I said, "Yes." "Where do you think I'd be?" Something's happened and he had to toddle. And it's like other people saying, "This is important to me right now." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry, Mike, it's the middle of my working day and it's not important to me, so they'll have to wait." But then later on, he came back in again and this one was something that we couldn't leave. And I said, "This is ridiculous. You know, I'm trying to work. Why do people think it's okay to interrupt you any time of the day or night?" And then you wonder why I work nights. To-do. I remember to-do. That didn't become Todoist, did it? But Todoist has been out a long, long time. But I think I actually bought that. Oh, the version's outdated, no longer available in your country. You know when I got that this is outdated? And it was one that just worked. It was great. It was a Highways app. And it gave you the very latest news on, like, road closures. Absolutely brilliant it was. It was just logical to use. Yes, there's the AA and the RAC and the Highways England app and all the rest of it. Appalling. This one took the same data and it just made sense when they were the way that they presented it. And you couldn't get an update. You know, when the things changed, when the OS updates happened. You couldn't get a new one, so the screen size wasn't quite right, but it still worked. And eventually it stopped working. And you know, none of the others are anything like as good. None of them. Nothing like as good. Ooh, the first paid one was Things. Do you still use Things, Pete? Kim used to come in early to the office, run the drug interactions on all the patients, prescription, additional meds, pharmacology, double checking. Ooh. There is a lot to it, isn't there? You think of it as being when the patient's in front of you, but there's a lot of planning. I remember I was going for an x-ray and Craig rang me and said, I could do with giving you this. It was some kind of like, looked like a brace that you would put in, but it was going to mark a place that they wanted to put an implant. So it was absolutely certain from the x-ray how things would line up. So he said, I'll stay behind tonight and I'll make it. And then I'll get one of the nurses to drop it off because he lives in the opposite direction. And you think he can. So he started work. He was in work about 7 o'clock and he was in work till about 10 that night, making this thing for me and various other stuff. There's a lot more to it than you would imagine, put it like that. Have I used Todoist? Not really, Simon. I've had a look at it. I know what it does and how it does it. But at first and for many, many years, I used OmniFocus. OmniFocus is fantastic, but oh boy, does it take a lot of triage. So I felt I was spending more time nursing it than actually using it. So what would happen is I'd be thinking to myself, oh, I need to put that in my to-do system. But then when you got to OmniFocus, it was like, well, where do I put it? And how am I going to tag this? And what context is that? And it put me off using it in the end. Then I moved everything into Notion. But I still had this thing of, because of the way Notion works, yes, there's this centralized way of getting tasks in. You could do that. But it was still a bit fragmented. Because for you to have a fully fledged system for to-dos in Notion, you'd have to have dashboard upon dashboard upon dashboard, which I didn't have. I had the stuff for the big projects. I had that, but not the dashboards that gave you all of the detail. So I decided just for capture to try things. And I tried things many, many times. Didn't work. It didn't work the way my brain did. So what I did that was different this time was that I said to myself, you're only using it for capture. That's it. Don't do anything else with it. On pain of death, woman, do not do anything else with it. So I didn't. Once I'd been using it for about 4 or 5 weeks, it just naturally, I started putting things together. So I've been using things. To-do is still going strong. Wow. Pete doesn't use it anymore. Used to. Now try in Notion. I think it depends on the type of tasks. If it's something that you just want to make a very quick note of, the kind of thing you'd put on a post-it note, Things gives you better ways to capture it than Notion does. If it's the bigger stuff for a specific project, then Notion's probably a better place to put it. It just depends on what it is. Another thing I've been doing with things is all of the Brooklyn's music shows. Just because it's easy. They're in one place and it's easy. Nothing actually to stop me doing that in Notion. But I'd be clicking around like an idiot, waiting for it to load from show to show to show. So it would be dashboard into the show, back to the dashboard, into another show, back to the dashboard, another show. Whereas the way I've set it up in things, everything that I need is just there. I'll show you in relation to Notion in one of the Notion 2020 ones. Oh, bless. My first sinus lift. I practiced for months on eggs. Is that like where you try and take the egg off without like breaking the bit inside? Because I saw that in Grey's, I think. It could have been Miranda when she was having one of her breakdowns. But it kept breaking and they just went on and on and on until they could do it without it breaking, which was just amazing. What skill that takes. What skill? My skills are different than that. Not dexterous like that. Although I guess wiring a network's fairly dexterous. I remember buying my first pair of crimpers. I bought a pair of crimpers, roll of white network cable and a load of plastic ends and like rubberized covers. Mike just looked at it. Not a clue. It was a black art back then, it was. But the network cable we had, you know, he would bring a machine from work and it would have a network cable. And you looked at the state of the network cable, it just wasn't wired right. So all of the colours were going to the wrong thing. Now, as long as they're wrong at both ends, it will work right. But this was like off by like one cable, one tiny micro cable. And sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. And Mike's like, what's wrong with this cable? And I'm looking at it and thinking, well, where do I start? Oh, and to mention the fact that instead of just taking off enough where you could put the network cable inside and crimp it closed, this thing, they'd taken like 2 inches of the outer sheathing off. So the plastic bit at the end that went into your computer was just held to the rest of it with the micro cables inside it. I don't know anything ever worked either. Bless him. Pete's just has a checkbox list for quick stuff in Notion. That gets deleted when it's completed. Yep, shopping list and stuff like that. And the rest is an online database for tasks linked to projects. Yep, that'd work. One way I'd create like a hybrid of that is from the week view, where you can have a list per day in the week. And then if something is like, do you know what, that's actually a project or it's a part of a project, then underneath the simple lists, if you have a linked table for your actions, your tasks or actions, you can drag and drop that checkbox item into there, and you've just created a task with more longevity. Let's say that. Engrave, they were supposed to engrave their name on the shell without breaking it. Competition between Meredith and Avery. Was it? Do remember that a bit now. The Avery bit rings a bell. I thought there was one where they couldn't break the egg or something. Well, they had to take the shell off. Could well be, but you know what I'm like. I watched that many. I watched the first, I think it was 11 series in about 15 days. While Mum was ill. Something like that. It was ridiculous. It must have been longer than that. It must have been the first 5 or 6 series while she was ill. And I remember sitting there in the chair, feet up next to her. And I'd got Grey's on my iPad. I remember slapping myself across the face to keep myself awake. Because I was probably awake as soon as they came in the morning. So I would need to be out of bed by about 9:30. Then I sort out the day shifts. And then Mike would go to bed. I'd try and get to bed and get maybe 4 or 5 hours. But there wasn't a gap of 4 to 5 hours. So you're lucky if you could. And then Mike would go to bed about 8:30. And then I'd just say, I'll carry on as long as I can. And then if I literally thought, you know, you're going to fall off the chair, or Mike woke up, one or the other, then we would swap. So the swap usually happened about 4:30 in the morning, and then I'd be up again at 9:00. Oh, what time that was. So Grey's was what kept me going. I thought there were some fantastic episodes, really fantastic. But it's conceivable that I may have missed a couple of minutes of an one every now and then. All right, let's have a look here. Not exactly. Eggs and the sinus have a membrane that's similar to work with. You would blow out the yolk and try to drill a window in the eggshell and move the membrane without tearing it. That's the bit I remember, that they couldn't tear the membrane. I'm not sure about the yolk and stuff. Can't remember that bit, but I do remember thinking that would be nigh on impossible. ER, the first 8 series. I've got the first 8 series. In fact, I think I've got all the series. Wasn't there about 12? Loved ER. Absolutely loved it. In fact, I was paying so much attention. This is how much attention I was paying, Pete. I was paying so much attention to the storyline and what was going on. I totally missed George Clooney. I don't even think I noticed him until he was leaving. Like, where did he go? I don't think I saw Scrubs. I think I saw one of Cardiac Arrest. Which was the one that had Helen Baxendale in it? Was that Cardiac Arrest? It was that one. Then I've seen some. But I do think I had access to, possibly downloaded, Scrubs. So I need to have a look at that. But you know what I'm like with my TV. Terribly, terribly behind. Do you know, Mike's going to have a heart attack if he's watching this match with half an eye. Within the first 4 minutes, both teams had scored and both were disallowed. Oh, and this is a cup match. MASH was fractionally before my time. When I say before my time, it was when Mum and Dad had control of the remote. So I didn't get to see it. And another one that I did like when I did see it, and it was, I think Channel 4 had it. And Channel 4 are not renowned for putting things on in the right order or with any consistency as to when. St. Elsewhere. And the episodes I saw, I absolutely loved. Anthony, I want heart surgery in Holby because you can have your operation in the morning and in the afternoon you're back on the ward with just a nasal prong. By the evening, you're well enough to climb on the roof. Well, Mayer, our lovely boy, was named after Anton Mayer, who was the original cardiac surgeon in Holby City. The original and the best, I would like to say. All Creatures Great and Small starts this week in the US. That was very good, apparently. I managed to see like 5 minutes as ever, but I did have a recording of that. And Anthony saw St. Elsewhere. Really used to enjoy it. I checked on Amazon a couple of years ago as to whether you could get a box set, because as I say, they were never put on in the right order. You know, you'd watch week one and then in week two, somebody that they buried in week one is walking around and you're like, but didn't he die? They just didn't put it on in the right order. So I tried Amazon and it wasn't something that they had. And I thought, surely people would buy that. Because isn't the guy that was in it, the one with the curly hair, isn't he in American Idol now? Bald as a coot. Because I didn't realise it was the same guy. But apparently it was. Let's see if they've got it. They had old episodes, but not the whole thing. Season one. So they got season one. And there's a currently unavailable season two. Then it goes on to Hill Street Blues and My Family, which you like, you know, not the same thing at all. Not the same thing at all. That's something I think they should put on demand, and yet it's not there either. It's not on Prime Video or anything like that. That'd be good. All right, what have we got here? Tracy managed to sneak a few episodes of MASH. Same remote story as me. Oh, only lasted until left home and then some. Yeah, Mum did like what Mum liked, and what Mum didn't like, we didn't watch. It was as simple as that. I got my own TV in the end, but there were still like, you know, rules. They would put like St. Elsewhere on and it would be like 1:45 in the morning. And I'm like crying out loud. What was wrong with 9 o'clock? Because by then it was like it's past your bedtime. It was Helen Baxendale in cardiac arrest. Once saved someone's life as a very junior doctor, 2 months after qualifying by using something I saw on ER. It was good. It counted as revision. That was genius. I love it. Oh, I used to love Taxi. Oh, Caps Lock. Caps Lock. We need a jingle for the Caps Lock, Simon. I think I saw an odd episode, but again, same story. The age I was when that was on, I didn't use the remote control. So that was the problem. But Channel 4 and Channel 5 do drive me insane with the fact that nothing is predictable. I mean, There's a lot involved in getting a TV programme to like trending or up the charts for it to be a success and another season be warranted. Partly that's got to be when it's on. I know you could say, well, you could record it, but you don't, do you? I mean, you might do if it's like a one-off, but when it's all over the place, you think, well, then I've got to buy a paper or the Radio Times to find out when it's on. Then I've got to set the video recorder to sort that out. Then I've got to do that. Just put it on at the same time every week. It's simple. And then it becomes, it's actually likely you'll get a series out of something like that that's not actually that good, but people are in the habit of watching it. But St. Elsewhere, honestly, it was on all times of the day and night. And it wasn't one of the things. I mean, the stuff they've repeated is unbelievable here. The funniest thing was the last time they repeated Bergerac. It was in the afternoon about 2 o'clock and it was one episode per day. And they started trying to cut. The first series was fine. But the second series and beyond, the, oh, what was it called? It had a French title, this thing, which obviously threw me for a start. Can't remember. But wherever it was, it moved its headquarters. And they moved it into this beautiful building. It turned out it was called Haute de la Garenne, which then was the subject of a police investigation many, many years later into paedophilic activity. It was horrific what was going on there. So they didn't want to show this building in these episodes of Bergerac. So they started trying to cut it out. Well, you can't do that. Let's be honest. So then they decided they would miss out the episodes that featured this building. And then the storyline made no sense. Luckily, I had the box set, so I wasn't bothered. But honestly. Oh, yes, they do have interruptions for sport and stuff. You're quite right. And at the moment, you know, Boris decides he's having a press conference at the drop of a hat, and then makes you wait 5 hours for it. So, yeah, it just gets moved around. And you know, back in the day, if you missed an episode, they did exactly the same with the X-Files. And yet when they did, when they produced a programme correctly, in other words, they put it on a set time, set day, set time, week after week, and then supplemented it with, like, I forget what the thing was called. The programme was 24, and I think the other one was it Raw 24 or something like that? And it followed, and it was like, I mean, we're talking 2001, 2002. It was like a chat room about it. And it made you absolutely, you know, you were waiting for the next episode from like 3 weeks ago. You were so excited about the next episode coming up. But if they'd have done that where it was all over the place, like they did with Killing Eve, I couldn't be bothered with it. It's like, I can't deal with this. I'll get it on the iPlayer. Because it's like, well, it'll be on after Match of the Day. Well, how long's Match of the Day? Well, how long's a piece of string? Depends if it's a cup weekend, doesn't it? But Match of the Day doesn't start till 10:30. I mean, there's already people are up in arms saying that they don't want to put it on any earlier because then if they put it on at 9, they would lose the non-sports audience. But 10:30, there are kids of 8 and 9 that want to watch this. How are you supposed to do that? So then they decided they put it on a Sunday morning at 7:30. And I'm thinking, there's not many parents want to be up 7:30 on a Sunday morning watching Match of the Day with the kids. But that's what they decided to do. Oh, dear, dear, dear. So when they're showing American series, they can't show the episodes in the UK before they're shown in the US. But the US seems to have a weird way of showing series. The worst thing they do with that is when there's a crossover between series. And you watch the first bit. Now, in the States, they're obviously on at the same night, one after the other, and it works great. Over here, it's like, what happened then? I don't know. Because the next episode was never put on. And what's even worse than that is when what you see is the second episode and you've no idea what's going on. They did that with... the last time I saw that was Grey's and Chicago. Is it Chicago? No, not Chicago. The fire one. The fire one with Ben from Grey's. And the way round I saw it, there was a guy dragged into... the hospital, and he'd had a run-in with a bear. So we see what happens and how the story pans out. Weeks and weeks later, I'm talking like, you know, 4 months later, I'm watching the fire one. It wasn't Chicago Hope. No, it's based in Seattle. I just can't remember. Something Fire it's called, isn't it? Kimmel, no. It's the Grey's Companion, that one. And, so 4 months later, I'm watching this episode and they go out camping and there's this guy and he meets a bear. And I thought, is this the same guy? And yes, it was. So I thought, well, I know what happens, which kind of ruined the storyline. Just put them on in the correct order. It's not rocket science, this. And the thing is, they really can't get away with it as much these days because people follow along on the internet. So you can look up an episode guide and you can think, well, hang on, that came after that one. So then they're time shifting their own stuff. It's ridiculous. They should just sort it out. The Good Fight. That's the one that was based on The Good Wife, wasn't it? I think I've seen the first three. But Station 19. Thank you, Kim. That's the one. Station 19. Thought I had the word fire in, but clearly not. Pete used to be the kiss of death for good TV series. You'd watch it and it'd get cancelled. Oh, when they cancelled 24, I was gutted. Oh, I love 24. Oh, Tracy liked Bergerac. Excellent taste, Tracy. I loved everything about that series. I loved Annette Badland in the first one as the secretary. She was fabulous. John Nettles was great. But I loved seeing all of the venues and stuff, you know, everywhere they went on Jersey. So when we went to Jersey, I'm like, oh, that was in that episode and that was in that episode. The Good Fight, I think for me, I watched it on Now TV, I think. No, I didn't. It was on one of the four. Is it More 4? Was it More 4? But I noticed it was on Amazon Prime, I think. Let's have a look. Now, have I seen season 3? I don't know. I think I've seen the first two. So let me have a look here. Seasons. Season 1, 2 and 3 are on Amazon Prime. I've definitely seen 1 and 2. I am not sure if I've seen 3. But 3 is there for the watching of, according to that. So it says it's included with Prime. I don't know if it's... Is your Prime the Spanish one? Maybe it's not included with that. But I've got 1, 2 and 3 over here. If there's more than that, no. It's not listed on there. Let's have a look on Ep Guides. Ep Guides is amazing. And you know, it's been there years as well. Right, let's look up Good Fight. There we go, that's the one. How many series? There was a short series 3. Well, no, it wasn't actually short, was it? The first one was 10. The second one was 13. The third one was 10. And they have a kind of 7 episodes of season 4. No, I can see up to 3. Yeah, I've seen season 3. So no, 4 isn't even listed for us. They deny knowledge of season 3 on Spanish Prime. That's ludicrous, isn't it? Do you have an account on the UK one, or would you need that to be Prime as well to get access to it? I wish they wouldn't do that. Not in the middle of a series, it's ridiculous. Oh, Kim's broken Kiva's hair clippers. She's getting shaggy while you wait for the new ones to arrive. You must mention that to Mike. I can't say any more than that, but you must mention that to Mike. Oh, that was really good to go down memory lane with our purchases from the App Store. Brought back, not necessarily happier days, freer days, that's for sure, freer days. But more innocent days in terms of there were no subscriptions back then. Oh, have I got a subscription story for you? Yes, we need a map bites, that's what we need. I did say I was going to hold it ransom, though, until I'd got a kettle review from Jonathan. So we'll, and what I could do is, just to add to the spice, I could dock him a point for every day he's late with said review, couldn't I? I'm liking this. I'm amending Kim's instructions. You need a UK Prime account. That's ridiculous just for one series, isn't it? Well, at the moment on Prime, I'm quite enjoying the old NCIS stuff. My mum used to watch that, but again, it was on at all times of the day and night in any order that they chose. When I actually got them, I recorded them whenever they were on. I edited the ads out and I put them on her Apple TV. And over time, between what box set she bought that I ripped for her and what I'd recorded, we managed to cobble together the entire series. So then I printed out the episode guides from Ep Guides. And I said, you know, this is season one, this is season two. And then she got even more technical with it. And then she got to the point that she didn't just want the title of the episode. She wanted to know which was the episode that had Abby dressed up as Marilyn Monroe in it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? But somehow I managed to find it on the internet. I have seen NCIS, but again, not in a particular order. So it is very nice to see them in the right order. Let's put it like that. I don't think I've seen anything beyond probably about season 11 or 12. Because we were so far behind to start with. And again, it's one of those that goes on a weird, it is free to air, but it's on digital. And I've got the time nor patience. So what I tend to do is just wait until like either a box set comes out or the whole series comes on Prime. Because if you're not, I'd deliberately steer away from any spoilers on any of the TV stuff, because that drives me mad as well. So I always do that. 24 was a nightmare. We were about 48 hours behind the States and it was all over Twitter. So I just wouldn't go. I wouldn't even open my email. It was so important, that one, that I just sat and watched, and I don't want any spoilers. In the end, when it came to the last season, we VPN'd it so we could actually watch it. It was a nightmare. We watched it in episodes of about 1.5 minutes, because after 1.5 minutes, you had to refresh. And then you have to refresh again. You have to wait for it to load in and catch up. And oh, good grief. Do you know, we probably should watch that on a box set. Get the full impact of it. But I'll keep my eye out for 3 and 4. Ep Guides. It's epguides.com. It's a fantastic website. It has episode series guides for pretty much any series that there has ever been. So I'm looking at the one for Good Fight, and it's got the season numbers, the dates they were first broadcast, the titles. You can drill down into it for more information, and it's telling you when season 3 was and when season 4 was. Everything's up there. I don't think I've ever found anything that's not. And I mean, even going back to series from the 60s that had one season, like The Champions, which I absolutely love, and Randall and Hopkirk Deceased. Absolutely love it. Oh, The Tomorrow People. I love that as well. But that had way more than one season. So literally, if there's anything you want to find out about TV or one TV episode, you will find on there. Guarantee it. Go and have a look at it. You'll love it. I follow Abby on Twitter. She seems so lovely. But I know when she left, there was a bit of a saga going on about it. But I haven't seen... The last series I saw was before she left. So I'm sure I will be missing her when she goes as well. But at the moment, I'm only halfway through season 2 and I don't get that much time to watch anyway. So it'd be like maybe one episode every now and then. I suspect I will have caught up at the, possibly before the virus is dealt with. Possibly. But there again, maybe not. Not making any promises, put it like that. Well, I will head off. He's still on his webinar. She's a very big dog lover. Yet she's got lots of little dogs, hasn't she? And she always gets them from rescue. I think she just got engaged when I started following her on Twitter. And there was lots of pictures of her and her fella with these little tiny dogs. And then I think they split up. A lot fewer pictures of him and a lot more pictures of the dog. So it worked out nicely for me, but she might have been a bit lonely. But she seems like a lovely, lovely girl. I couldn't believe. I think at the point she mentioned it, she was in her 40s. I thought she was about 27. She just looks so young. It's unbelievable. Oh, and the fact that her hair's blonde and she dyes it black. Most people go the other way. Oh, amazing series, though. Absolutely love it. And I always think of you now. Right. I'm going to head off. Michael finishes webinar eventually. Oh, send me the name of the comedy show. Because I've not seen anything other than a song that she once did. So Mike is not finishing his webinar, apparently, until the game reaches half time. The game has been going 32 minutes and it's 0-0 so far. So we've got another 20 minutes before Mike appears. Oh, Pete's just checked his App Store history. January the 11th with Stuff It Expander, Windmail Extractor, Course for iMovie 11 and Tutor for Final Cut Pro 10. Oh, Pete. Some of those would have been paid for purchases, is all I'm saying. Think all of mine. Oh, no, three of mine were free. One was a paid for one. But I'm going to head off. So we will see you tomorrow. But for the moment, I will say good night from me. And I will say good night on behalf of Mike. We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.